I've arrived at the High Lanes Gallery in Drogheda, the beautiful High Lanes Gallery, where a brand new exhibition is open. It's by Breda Marin and it's called Sticks, Stones and Bones. And we're right here at the start, at the entrance, with the lady herself. Well, Breda, here we go again. Tell our listeners a little bit about the thought process and your artistic touch behind this exhibition.
Hi, Gerry. This exhibition is really about interconnection between people and nature and ecology, and there's an element of spirituality in it as well, and it's site specific, so the fact it's in the High Lanes Gallery and the history that comes with that, and there's a kind of a sacred energy in the space already, so it's just layering on top of that what I've created. So I have a series of paintings here at the beginning, and some of those were at the very beginning with it's that sense of working with the unknown, and you'll see yourself a lot of the pieces have that balance between space and the images themselves are quite a mixture of the unknown. So it's a mixture of nature as you know it, but not quite. So it's that bit of taking away what's familiar.
Yes.
And then playing with that, the unknown. So I worked with water and then paint in a very intuitive way and let it create its own marks. And then I responded to that and let things emerge. I would have done I do a lot of walking and gathering in nature and collecting pieces of nature. And then they kind of seem to surface in the paintings themselves when I'm working. And they're surprised to me as well. What comes out.
I see mushrooms. Like, I'm only looking, this is my interpretation as a layman, but I definitely see mushrooms. I see leaves, there's certainly leaves. I see creatures as well in it. You know what I mean? And that's just me from a distance observing it there. They're beautiful. They're so different, so unusual.
Yes, different. But it is that. There's another layer of depth through it as well that links to, at the minute, or in these times, there's lots of structures that aren't in place anymore, or that we've had things and now they don't really work. So there's that limbo land, that's the space between no one, everybody knew where they were and fitted in. And now there's new ways coming in and new ways of approaching things. And that brings anxiety and not knowing where you fit in. So in these paintings, there's that idea of everything's still connected. Mm. It just looks slightly different. Mm. So it feels familiar, but it pulls you in curiosity as well. And it's that play of having new perspectives and stopping you thinking, if you look the same as every plant is a plant, now you're like, what is it really?
Yes.
Like, it's that ability to question things. Mm. So that's it's a curiosity as well.
Aren't I so lucky to have you as the artist to interpret it for me and tell me about your thinking as well? But as they say, it's in the eye of the beholder, and as you come to visit this exhibition, you look at it and take what you wish out of it. But you've been guided today at the very start of this exhibition. Let's move along from the beautiful paintings there. Now, what have we here? Describe this for listeners today.
Well, the next part of the exhibition is very sculptural, and it's very focused on materials and the interconnection of the materials, and it's a journey. Mm. So the one thing that I knew before I knew what was going to be in the exhibition was that I wanted a sense of discovery. So if somebody comes into the space, that it kind of unfolds. So as you come in the front door, you don't really see what's happening. It kind of, every little bit kind of reveals itself. Mm. So this first piece is a very large cocoon. It's like human scale, really, Gerry, isn't it?
But I've come across these in my garden and shed from time to time, where a creature cocoons for the winter.
Yes, so it is that sense of, at the minute, and I keep saying at the minute, but that sense, people are needing to retreat a little bit and having time to themselves. And sometimes when things happen, you need that space, and it's important to take that space for yourself to kind of step back, gather yourself, and then move forward. So as all cocoons, it's that huge time of transformation and becoming something new and better and all the rest of it. So this is created with willow. So there's a willow framework underneath, and then it's a layer, it's a delicate layer of paper, but it is quite strong as well. And you can still see the form. And it's that idea of it, the tension and it emerging and feeling like there's something pushing beyond the normal boundary. And then at the very bottom, I've got a spiral of, you can see it's red stones, but these are all stones that I collected on Laytown Beach. But when you look carefully, they're actually red brick that have been washed up on the beach. So it's that balance between cocoon is that safe space, like a safe home or whatever, comfort zone. Whereas these red bricks were somebody's boundary, were their house, and it's been in the ocean and back out again. So there's a kind of a story in itself in that unfolding, and no two pieces are the same. But when the bricks were obviously created by man, whoever made them, they were all identical. Yes. But and there's a beautiful range of colours in them. So it's the warmth of those stones, and it spirals in, and the spiral is that sense of eternal energy. So the earth to make these bricks originally was made by the wood of the ground, and then they're gone back into the ocean and back up to the shore. So it's that circular motion and the evolving, which carries through in the other pieces in the exhibition as well.
And you know, I look at it and I think, and I mentioned this to you a moment ago with another, which we're going to see in a moment, another of the exhibits here. It is a circle that starts small with the little pieces in the centre and winds its way out to the edge, to the very largest piece as well. And I suppose in life as well, you talk about we're made and we go into the ocean and the edges are knocked off us. Yeah. It's nearly like life, isn't it?
It is, yeah. So there's in all the pieces, there's that layer if you want to go there. And if you feel like reflecting or not, it's there for the offering. Mm. And I think with all artwork, when you put it out in the public, it's very much how a person interprets it. It's nothing to do with me anymore. When I make it, it's my process and I work through my things through it. And I'm very lucky to have art to do that. And then when you put it in the public, you let go. And then it becomes a mirror to the person who's looking at it. So whatever they take from it is more a mirror about themselves. So, you know, it's interesting.
Listen, it's so individual, as you say, you create it, you put it out into the world, but you allow us then to interpret it in whatever way, you know, we feel it brings meaning to us and our lives.
Like, no two people walk through this door of the gallery in the same mood or the same memories or experiences, so you bring to yourself to it. So, you know, that's everybody's freedom is to
interpret it. It is indeed. Let's walk on. And I know you're in the middle of putting this exhibition together as I join you today. Well, here are two of my passions here. I see fishing line tethered from the ceiling here for this exhibit here. And do I spot two feathers in there for a fly tyre for artificial flies? I'm not going to take them. I'm going to leave them with you. Explain this one, please.
Well, these three pieces of sculpture in the installation, the first piece was a cocoon. And then as you look at the second piece is the cocoon after it has been released. So it's that emergence, and it's the point of letting go and release. So at the very bottom of this piece, you can also see there's black stones, like the basalt stones from the volcano. And then outside that then are pieces of wood that have been burnt and transformed, but kind of paused at that moment of transformation before they start to go to ash. So they were kind of put in water, and that kind of makes them very strong now as well. So it's that idea of playing with transformation can be a really good thing. And if you know, if you're able to be aware, you can pause, and then strength comes from it rather than being dissolved in it. So this bit is about release, and inside, as you mentioned, there's feathers. So the two feathers you do see, you'll not catch much fish with, because they're magpie feathers. So no, and it's that idea of people's interpretation and what they believe being put onto something else. So magpies are one of those birds that lots of people have superstitions about. So
I always salute them.
Do you? Yeah.
When I only see one, and when I see a pair, I'm happy.
Yes.
And anything beyond that, I don't mind.
I know, I had one, and then it goes, no, I'm going to put in two, because people always say, oh, no,
two
I
for
want
joy.
Two. Yeah, they'll be looking for another magpie. So there's two feathers in there. I had one because it's, every time there's change and release, there's usually a little bit of sorrow. You can't move forward without letting go of something. So that was why I'd won. And then I put the second one in, goes, you let go of something, but there's something else better bringing you forward. So a little bit of whatever you want in the middle of that one. So, and I want to say as well, the stones at the very bottom of this, the spiral inwards, they're getting very small in the centre, and it's that sense of moving inward. Yeah. But also these stones were kindly lent to me by a lovely holistic therapist, Fiona Dory, and these are all used for stone massage. Yeah. So it's that sense of the healing energy from something that was created from a volcano. If it's worked with in the right way, can I bring that kind of soothing to a person when you're feeling stressed and bring that ease? And a lot of these pieces very much about connecting into a healing energy and to see transformation of what it can be, that it has growth and has potential, and it's no matter how you approach it, really.
I look at the cocoon. That has been me for the winter.
Okay.
But with February approaching, I'm at my peace now where I emerge.
February.
Just not yet. I need a few more weeks cocooning. And in we go to the piece, the resistance, can I say that, of the exhibition?
If you want, yes, you can. This piece, I suppose, is the main piece, and it's in the bigger part of the space upstairs. And this piece is that emergence and that rising and dance.
Spectacular.
It's all made of willow, so yeah. It's all made by hand. And the beautiful thing about working with willow, and this willow is a lovely warm colour to it. It's just, and it's really lovely in the space as well, and lit with the shadows all around it. It has a warmth and an earthiness to it, and I think, and there's a rhythm to it. When I use willow, I always like to have a flow and a line and a rhythm. And I think when you're looking at a piece, whether a sculpture or a painting, when there is a rhythm and a flow, it brings in ease because it brings you on a flow, on a journey nearly. When you get sharp lines, that's a different sensation when you're looking at it. Whereas this, yeah, it's in harmony in some ways.
It's magnificent. It's an unbelievable piece of work. And beneath it again, which you're just finishing at the moment, I love to see it. I don't know what it is about moss, but it's beautiful.
Yeah, so this piece is all about growth and new beginnings. So the first piece underneath the cocoon was the stones that had been in the oceans and come back in. Then you had your burnt wood and the stones. And this one is very much about the softness and the fresh green growth and new beginnings. And it's lovely that this exhibition is coming into February when everybody just needs that jump or the daffodils coming up, where you feel that kind of energy rise again. So in the centre will be water. And the water was collected from the last full moon, and it's that new beginning, the beginning of the year. And I'm going to have, don't know if you know honesty flowers, the little seed heads and the little circular pieces. So I wanted something that captured that essence of the element of air, the lightness and the sense of breath. So they're going to float sort of above this moss, and it's that idea of this, it's like a breathing space. So I wanted this exhibition to be a breathing space. It gave me a breathing space to kind of go back and say, what do I want to make if I'm not trying to suit anybody else but myself, and what really wants to come out if I give it the space and not knowing what that is. So this is what has come out. But I also wanted that this space, when somebody visits or spends time in here, that it feels like they're being held and it's a breathing space for them. Because at the minute, a lot of things are very fast and people don't have that time to process. And it's just really important. There's not enough emphasis put on pause and rest and just slowing down. So this space, and a lot of these pieces are all suspended, so they don't even rest on the ground. So it's that lightness and that energy of, yeah, just the deep breath, letting your shoulders go and feeling held. So, yeah.
It's magnificent. It really is. High Lanes Gallery. You got to get down here. The exhibition is open and it runs until
7th of March.
There you are, into the spring, from the cocooning of winter into the springtime. It's beautiful. You've done magnificently, may I say, and I highly recommend people to come along and visit and enjoy Breda Maran's work. Thank you so much for inviting me here today. It's been great.
Thank you very much, Jerry. Lovely to have you.
Aoife Ruan, Director of High Lanes Gallery. Here we are, Breda Maran, Stick, Stones and Bones. I've just had a beautiful tour of the exhibition. My, it's special, isn't it?
It is. And it's one we've been waiting for quite a long time. I have to say, I know Breda almost the 17 or 18 years that I've been had the position here at the gallery, and I've been so delighted to see her work in public, in private spaces, in galleries. She's had solo exhibitions in Antoine, and I remember had a beautiful experience working with Breda when we brought Drogheda Arts Festival out to Bewley House on one of those family days a number of years ago. But my first interaction with Breda, potentially at the gallery, was part of a Louth Craftmark critical exhibition for the gallery in 2011. And Breda also made a site-specific work, a work that was almost like a nest, that actually, as you went down into the lower gallery, almost nestled above the stairs between the architecture of the old and the new, this amazing kind of oversized nest of some imagined creature was there. It was really, really a spectacular piece, and we managed to sell it. It's now in a very beautiful garden in County Meath.
Terrific. The gallery here, in a general sense, what a gem it is in the heart of Drogheda as well, and a go-to for visitors. But if you're local in Louth and Meath and bordering counties, come into Drogheda and visit the gallery here. It's a really, really special place, and you will be made so welcome. And former, of course, Franciscan church it is. Goes back a lot of history associated with the building. Just remind people again who want to come and visit and see Breda's exhibition or see you at any time through the year in the gallery. What's the opening hours?
The opening hours are Tuesday to Saturday from 10:30 to 5:30. On Sundays, we open during the summertime, from mid-June until mid-August. And I would say to you in that way that we would know from the analysis, our lovely team do analysis of where our audience come from, and so many of our audience are local Louth Meath. So we're really delighted. We have a lovely sense of people visiting and returning, attending workshops, and Breida will equally be delivering a workshop during the run of her exhibition. There'll be a whole public engagement program around her exhibition, which we already know audiences are anticipating. We have a full house on Saturday for all of the events.
Great stuff. And if people want to find out more online and check out when Breida will be here, etc.
Brilliant. That is www.highlanes.ie, and the telephone number, because we have a landline, is 041-980-3311.
You see that? The old landline is still there. It's great to know, despite all the technologies we have, mobile and otherwise. Look, it's great to be down with you here today and enjoy and see Breida's exhibition. I remind you again, it's Breida Maron, Sticks, Stones and Bones, running until March here. Get down and enjoy during those opening hours as well. And you'll be made more than welcome. Aoife Ruan, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jerry.